Welcome everyone to the LACRALO Buenos Aires Organizing Committee on Monday, 7th of October 2013 at 21 UTC. On the call today we have on the Spanish channel Carlos Aguirre, Carlos Vera, Aida Noglia, Alberto Soto, Raúl Bauer. We have on the English channel Dev Anantilaxing. We have apologies from Olivier Crépin-Leblon, and from staff we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Julia Charvolaine. Our interpreters for this call today are Veronica and David. May I please remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcript purposes, but also for the interpreters to identify the speaker on the other channel and please speak at a reasonable pace to allow for an accurate interpretation. Thank you and over to you.
Good afternoon, this is Carlos Vera for the records. Today we have the agenda, as we can see, there are some issues pending. We have, as we can see, less items on the agenda. So thank you very much to all the participants who are now here participating in this call. I would like to see the names of those who are participating, and I would like to know if you have the names of the ALSs who will be participating. So, Raúl, thank you very much for the information, and yesterday we had an exchange of ideas by means of email, and we also are ready to work. The idea is to work with the information that we have, with the ALSs and the presence of the ALSs, to see if we can contact people and to see if they can participate. Interpreters apologize, but the audio, but Carlos' audio is very poor. Now we will talk about the sponsors. We'll talk about the sponsors. Once again, interpreters apologize, but Carlos Vera's audio is really bad, and it is very difficult to understand. Carlos Vera speaking. Can you hear me now? Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, Carlos, I hear you. Go ahead. Raúl Bauer, Carlos, I hear you well. Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you very much. So we will continue with the call now. So, I was saying that the second point, in fact, is the budget and discussion on possible sponsors. We have to discuss this with all the participants. So, I once again would like to thank you, all the participants who are present here. Then we will have to discuss or speak about the ALSs who will be able to participate and the members who will be able to participate. We hope to have a high number of ALSs participating, and based on that, and based on the number of participants, we will have to estimate the approximate or the budget. So, based on the amount of people, the number of attendants will be calculated based on the number of participants, and based on that, we will be able to estimate the budget so as to work on the organization of the event. So now I can give the floor to Dev for him to speak and to see how many members are going to participate. Dev, you have the floor.
Thank you. This is Devanand Tilaksing speaking. The survey was sent out on Friday. To date, we have 18 responses. And just to give you a breakdown, 14 ALSs said confirmed they would be attending. 3 ALSs said maybe, and 1 ALS has said no. There are 42 at-large structures, so I would probably email the list again asking those ALSs that have not yet responded to do so as soon as possible. So the numbers again were 14 have confirmed yes, 3 have said maybe, and 1 has said no. That's 18 ALSs that have responded. Thank you.
Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you very much, Dev, for your answer. Raul also helped us to find out the budget on the estimate for certain efforts. So, Raul, you have the floor for you to share your comments on that. This is Raul Bauer speaking. Thank you very much, Carlos. I cannot hear you well, so I hope to understand your request. We made two estimates. One has to do with a possible show. I sent Silvia Vivanco information about the estimate. This equals to $1,000, and we are trying to find a lower figure or a lower estimate. This is a tango show, including dancers and a singer. We're also trying to find alternatives to give a certain gift for the participants. I still do not have the quotation requested, but once I have the quotations I have requested, I will circulate them to the site and to consider that and see if we can find something better or not. Today, I had the chance of speaking with Anthony Harris. He was one of the possible source of sponsorship. Perhaps someone can show us a way of funding these expenses, but unfortunately, Antonio told me that they were not able or they had no availability of resources to help us to fund these activities. So I don't know if there is any other possibility of dealing with or speaking with Antonio or to have any other alternative, but this is the bad news I have to tell you. This is all Carlos. Alberto Soto requesting the floor. May I speak? Carlos Vera speaking. Go ahead, Antonio. Interpreters apologize, but Carlos Vera's audio is really bad and very difficult to understand. Carlos Vera speaking. Anyone else would like to take the floor? Alberto Soto speaking. I am not connected to the AC room, so I cannot see you. I would like to speak. May I speak? Alberto Soto, you have the floor. Alberto Soto speaking. I apologize for being absent for such a long time in this committee. I wrongly answered an email only to Dev, and I said that I was going to try to speak with Tony. I saw the mail by Bauer, and I didn't do it. I will try, because Tony was the main figure in the meeting, in the ICANN meeting held in Mar del Plata. So, if Cavase, his member, or his member, he's the CEO of Cavase, this is the Internet Chamber of Argentina. And if it is not through Cavase, perhaps I will talk to him to see if he can help us to find any other sponsor. And I, Raul, I offer myself. I was not able to read all the email because I was on a trip, but perhaps we can keep in touch, because I think we're the only ones that who are based in Buenos Aires. I mean, the only ones in this committee who are based in Buenos Aires. Carlos Vera speaking. We can work based on an approximate number or figure per person. I was calculating $50 per person. That would be the approximate figure, and we could have that amount into account. So please let me know your ideas. Alberto Soto speaking. Raul Bauer, I have my hand up. Carlos Vera speaking. Raul, you have the floor, and then Alberto. This is Raul Bauer speaking. Alberto, let's coordinate together all or as much as we can. I know quite well the hotel where the event will be held, because I have experience with working with them, because I have organized several events with them, and they do not admit catering outside the hotel, and the catering in the hotel is not that cheap. So perhaps if we can contact someone in the hotel to have a better quotation. Because if we go and independently and we request an estimate or a quotation, well, we should try, but I fear that $50 will not be enough. An additional piece of information that I omitted before is that our organization, the organization of users that I represent, was willing to organize a barbecue for these participating ALSs in Buenos Aires, so we can organize these on Thursday. The limitation that we have, and that's why I am interested in the information provided by Deb, is that we do not have capacity. We have capacity for only 20 people, because we will have these in our building, and we only have capacity for 20 people. So if we still keep the ALSs for the number of ALSs that I mentioned, we are willing to commit ourselves to provide this barbecue for those who are still in Buenos Aires. That is, we will have a barbecue, an informal, this is an informal event, in our house for our friends. That's all. Thank you very much. Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you very much for your offer. Of course, it is more than welcome. We believe that 50 pesos should be a proper amount, but we still need to take into account prices. We interpreters apologize, but Carlos Vera's audio is very difficult to hear and very difficult to understand. We are doing our best, but very sorry for this. And as Dev said, we have 100 or 120 people. We should estimate between $10,000 and $12,000 for the event.
Okay.
This is Carlos Vera speaking. Can you hear me? This is Bauer speaking. I hear you. So Carlos Vera speaking once again. Thank you very much. I'm sorry for the issues with my audio. I was telling you that we have an estimate, an approximate, of course, estimate of $100 to $120 per person, including refreshments, the catering, the glass of wine, and the show. This would imply the gifts or souvenirs, and we would have between $3,000, and the final estimate would be between $10,000 and $12,000, or $15,000. That would be the total amount for the showcase. I don't know if you, what you think about this, but we can have this estimate as a baseline so as to start discussing the issue of the sponsors.
Carlos here speaking. Is there anybody who would like to say something? Maybe Raul raised his hand. This is Raul speaking again. I commit tomorrow I will speak to the hotel and I will try to get a quotation for a catering service, a single simple catering service, thinking of 80 people. Then this can be broadened, and on this basis we can see if $50 is enough or if we will need more or less. As soon as I have this information, I'm not sure if they will give me a reply on the same day, I will share this with you via email. Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you very much. Dev has raised his hand. Now, Dev, you have the floor.
Thank you. Dev Anantilakshmi speaking. I agree with Raul to get a catering estimate for 80 persons. I was just thinking that the estimates, well, we do need to then identify our sponsors as quickly as possible. I know I can itself can help fund part of the showcase. Maybe I can could fund the promotional items that could be for the showcase, and then the sponsor handle the catering aspect. So that's my suggestion.
Carlos Vera speaking. That's right, Dev. Sylvia, you were saying that I can provide support for $1,200. Can you confirm this to know if we can assess this and if we can work as Dave suggests, and then to finance the rest with the sponsor? We cannot hear you, Sylvia. This is Carlos Vera speaking. This is Sylvia speaking. Hello, can you hear me now? Okay, very quickly, because I think my line had an echo that was creating a problem. I wanted to say we have $1,200. In principle, I talked with a staff meeting, and they told me this was for catering and everything related to food, but I can talk today or tomorrow and ask if this also includes promotional items. So I would take this as an action item. Okay. This is Carlos speaking, so Raul Bauer has the floor, and then Alberto Soto. This is Raul Bauer speaking for the record. Sylvia, I wanted to ask you something. The exchange market in Argentina, I mean, if we are under certain conditions, if these $1,200, are we going to have them in notes? If we can have them in notes in Argentina, they are worth a lot more. So the margin we have to negotiate with the hotel with the promotional items will be different. if you are going to do this via a bank transfer to a bank account, this will have a different value. I don't want to enlarge a lot on this because it would be a bit complicated for you to understand, I mean, for people who live in other countries. But it would be very important for us to know if these $1,200, if we are going to have them in cash, in notes, or if we are only going to be able to use them via a bank transfer or a credit card or some other bank wire. That's my question. Carlos Vera speaking. Alberto, now you have the floor. This is Alberto Soto speaking. My question, because I wasn't there and I apologize, but so my question is, if you have contacted someone else aside from Tony to work as a sponsor so that we don't go and talk to someone else. Thank you, Alberto. This is Carlos Vera speaking. We said we were going to have conversations with LACNIC, with Google, and someone proposed Yahoo Argentina, but we still haven't had any specific contact before us. Unless there is someone else that has some news on this, and in that case, I would give them the floor to talk about this. This is Carlos Vera speaking. Okay, so to continue working in this issue, we are going to need between $10,000 and $15,000, including the promotional items, that ICANN will give us $1,200. Sylvia will confirm how these resources are going to be used. There will be a wire transfer only, as Sylvia is saying, and so Raul commits to ask for a quotation for a proposal for the catering in the hotel. And what's still pending is who can help us look for sponsors. If somebody has ideas in this regard, perhaps Alberto, do you want to speak, Alberto? You are raising your hand. I am asking for the floor again. So now Alberto has the floor. I will try with Nick and Google. I will also give it a try to LACNIC, but I'm not sure what the reply will be. I have just a little hope with Nick Angul, Argentina. This is Carlos Aguirre now giving the floor to Carlos Dionisio. Thank you, Carlos Vera. This is Carlos Aguirre for the record. I think, Alberto Soto, that if you're going to contact LACNIC, it would be better to contact them institutionally. I think the ICANN staff, in this case, could be Sylvia, they would be better welcomed than us at LACNIC to ask for some support for this showcase. I think LACNIC, from my point of view, could provide some support, but I'm not sure if we are the right people to ask for this. It would be better if we do it institutionally. That's my opinion. And I have a direct contact with Andres Piazza, but I don't want to handle this through a friendship way. Thank you. This is Carlos Vera speaking, that's right. So we will ask Sylvia to support us with this contact with LACNIC, and Alberto will help us with Nick and Google to see if we can get some idea of what the sponsors could be. So can we commit to have a response about possible sponsors this week based on this budget of $10,000 to $15,000 to work on? This would be our goal. Alberto, do you want to take the floor again? Then go ahead. This is Alberto speaking. I apologize again, but I don't know about this. Sponsoring, is it only for the showcase, or what happens if they tell me, well, I can give you some support, but I want to have my stand there? Sylvia, can you help us with this question by Alberto on the presence? I understand this would imply in spaces outside the showcase or in the showcase only. This is Sylvia speaking. I can give you a preliminary response. We are having difficulties to hear Sylvia. I know there is a process stating that people who want to have a stand with ICANN, they need to do it beforehand. So the showcase, if you refer to the showcase only, then that would be possible. I don't discard it. I don't rule this out, but we are very close to the meeting, so I'm not sure if this will be possible. Thank you. This is Carlos Vera speaking. Alberto, now you have the floor. Alberto speaking. Sylvia has answered. Carlos Vera speaking again. Then our commitment is with the proposal we may have on the budget by roles, and the response that Sylvia has given us on how much money we have, and also Dev's idea that the sponsor can speak on the showcase and to be able to distribute some materials and promotional items. What Sylvia tells us is that it's a bit late to have some presence with stands, and from now until the end of the week we would have responses from our contacts, and we would ask Sylvia Vivanco to help us, as Carlos Aguirre suggests, to contact them, contact LACNIC institutionally, so to see if we can have some financing opportunity. If we agree on that, we will then go to the following item on the agenda, the item number 3, so that we can see if we can distribute brochures or promotional items and give the floor to someone, and we would have no physical presence due to time constraints and the procedures this implies. If nobody wants to take the floor, then we would go to item number 3 in our agenda, which is the showcase. Unless you want to say something else. Okay, so regarding item 3, our program, the initial idea, which seems to be the idea agreed based on the suggestions everybody had and Carlos Aguirre's suggestions, is to have only one presentation and to have 2 or 3 speakers that could help us. Some names were suggested, including Rodrigo de la Parra. Let me see who else. I have written them down somewhere here. I have lost these possible speakers, but I will find them somehow. And I don't know if someone else managed to contact some other person, someone else from the Caribbean. I'm forgetting the name now. And I had made a proposal that maybe Albert Daniel was also, Deb was suggesting Albert Daniel, and we were also considering that Carlos Aguirre could be one of the persons working on the region, also Alejandro Pisanti or someone who is closer to us, and this could serve to work. This would be under your consideration. And Dev, could you please explain us what are the contacts that you are writing now? Please go ahead, Dev.
Thank you. This is David Antelaxing speaking. With regards to these speakers, if you are to have Rodrigo de la Parra, who is speaking, who is a stakeholder in engagement for Latin America, we should also have Albert Daniel, who is also from ICANN, and who is in charge of stakeholder engagement for the Caribbean. I do have an alternative, another suggestion, however, and that suggestion is, given that this is a Lacrallo showcase, showcasing the Latin American and Caribbean at large. We should have something in the showcase for Carlton Samuels and Natalia Inciso, and they are stepping down as ELAC members after the ICANN, after this ICANN meeting. So I think we should have them as speakers. We can allocate 5 minutes each to those speakers, and we would still, the time would still be under an hour if we would have those four speakers. The four speakers being Rodrigo de la Parra, Albert Daniel, Carlton Samuels, and Natalia Inciso. That is my suggestion.
This is Carlos Serra speaking. Thank you, Deb. Is there any other opinion on the other members regarding this proposal? Can we please consider then this proposal is reasonable for all of us, that is to have Rodrigo de la Parra, Albert Daniels, Canton Samuels, and Natalia Inciso as Deb proposes, so that we can complete this. If there is any sponsor that needs to speak, we can give them some space. Please tell me if I am right. And maybe we could have a maximum of two sponsors for 5 minutes each. This is what I understood then that could be done based on sponsoring. Carlos Aguirre, now you have the floor. This is Carlos Aguirre for the record. I do not agree with Dev, but not because we should give the floor to Carlton Samuels or Natalia Inciso, but rather because I think we have experienced many showcases, those of us who have been with ICANN, and they become too boring when they start to speak and speak and speak. When we see people speaking, people pay no attention to them. And instead of having something funny, something that we can share, it becomes something very boring that ends up in people wanting to go away and eat and drink. That is my opinion. This is not because I want to deny the floor to anybody, but because I want to make something that's more relaxed. This is Carlos Vera speaking. Now, Dave, you have the floor.
Thank you. Dave Nantilaxing speaking. To Carlos Aguirre, I mean, this is a Lacrallo showcase. If we are not showcasing Latin American Caribbean at large, what is this event for? And I think that, you know, it's if we allocate 5 minutes each, not everybody is going to be using the 5 minutes fully. All will be fully aware that, you know, they have to be brief and are not going to take much time. I am certain that if anything, they could only speak for 3 minutes each, to be quite honest. And even with all the four speakers, it will still be under an hour. Are you hearing me? Hi, this is Dave. Are you hearing me now?
Can you please repeat, Dave? I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll repeat myself. To Carlos Aguirre, was saying, you know, this is a Lacrallo showcase. We are the idea is to showcase Latin American and Caribbean at large. What better opportunity to showcase our ELAC members who have served on behalf of Latin American and Caribbean at large? That is Carlton Samuels and Natalia Inciso. I think they really need to be something in the ceremony for them, as they are now stepping away from the ELAC after this meeting. And even if they were to keep in mind, even with all four speakers, Rodrigo de la Parra, Albert Daniel, Carlton Samuels, Natalia and Sisko, even if we had them allocated 5 minutes each, this entire showcase agenda, and that includes the sponsor speaking, will be 56 minutes. I've done the calculation myself. So I don't think it's going to be boring or anything. I reject that notion entirely. So that's it.
This is Carlos Vera speaking. That's right, Bev. Can we maybe think of a combination of what Carlos Aguirre suggested, that we should have a video on the history of the Internet, the engagement of the Internet, and to include testimony of our representatives, thinking that 5 minutes are never 5 minutes when we are speaking in person, but they are when we record this. Carlos Aguirre now has the floor. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. I just want to say that it would be nice to have a conciliating opinion or to submit this to some voting. We are adults, all of us, and we understand, and everything is fine. I just said my opinion very respectfully. I did not intend to reject that proposal, but I just wanted to say my opinion after many showcases that I've seen, not only in Latin America, but also in Europe, in Asia. And to tell you the truth, people paid no attention to what the speaker said. But if the opinion of the group is that this should be otherwise, then I have no problem at all, and I can totally adapt to that position. Thank you. This is Carlos Vera speaking. Dev?
This is Dave.
Do you have any additional idea in this regard that you would like to contribute?
Thank you. This is Dave speaking. I hope you are hearing me. Regarding the idea of having a video, I would think, if anything, having a break to show a video potentially could be disruptive, and people will start talking or going for refreshments. I would suggest that, you know, that the video, or if persons want to, you know, put together videos of, you know, of the at-large structures and so forth, that could be shown, you know, how should I put it, after the ceremony, so that it's playing while the refreshments are being served and so forth.
Bev, this is Julia speaking. Can you hear me?
Are you hearing me?
Yes. The interpreters have dropped their phone bridge. They're dialing again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've been speaking. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Really sorry.
This is David, the interpreter speaking. Can you hear us?
This is David. I can hear you.
Okay. Can you please give us 1 minute? We dropped. We are dialing in again to the Spanish channel.
Okay.
interpreters are back on if you wish.
Can you please continue speaking?
Okay, thank you. Oh, okay. This is Dave speaking. Just to respond to the ideas of a video, my suggestion is that to show a video during the formal showcase itself could be disruptive because persons will start, I would think, you know, talking amongst themselves, checking their emails, etc. I would suggest that, you know, the videos could be played during the serving of refreshments, and this could be played back in a loop, you know, after the formal showcase presentations and speeches. I think to just say, well, just take a look at something, and everybody be quiet and watch the speakers. You know, watch a video. I would think it would introduce an effect that you know, people will start, you know, looking to refreshments and be distracted, rather than having somebody speak and in the room directly to them. So my suggestion, have the videos be shown during the serving of refreshments, not during the formal presentation and speaking by the during the showcase.
This is Carlos Vera speaking. Okay, can we have now the opinion of Alberto Soto? This is Alberto Soto speaking. Can you hear me? Yes. Go ahead, please, Carlos. So Alberto Soto speaking. Unfortunately, I agree with both of them. It is good to have them. And the fact of what Carlos Aguirre says is true. When there are many speakers, people do not pay attention. And they end up being tired. And I think it's tiring. So I lost part of what that was saying. But the videos, the content of video would be referred to those people who are not the speakers. Carlos Vera speaking. The idea of Carlos Aguirre in the previous meeting was to create a video showing the presentations of the ALSs and certain information so we could have a kind of animation instead of a video to speed up the event. And this is what we are discussing right now. This is what we are calling a video. This would be a kind of presentation, but this video should be a presentation of the ALSs and the LACRALO members in an agile way, as Carlos Aguirre said, and as a speaker, and as Dev is proposing, we could have the four speakers as the formal speakers of the showcase. That is the idea we are dealing with right now. I don't know if you agree with this. Now we can have the floor. Carlos Aguirre, you have the floor, and then Dev. There is another proposal to work with Natalia and Cotton and not to work with Rodrigo and Albert. This is also supported by Carlos Aguirre. So, I don't know, Raul, what you think about this? Aida? This is Raul Bauer speaking. I don't know how relevant this discussion is to me because we are talking about or discussing the speakers and I don't know if I want to hear them or what I would like to hear from them. I mean, if we are talking or speaking to hear ourselves, well, I would like to give the opportunity to all those people who would like to hear us. And if there is anyone different from us who will be able to listen to us, okay, I would like to know who those persons will be and what they would like to hear, and based on that decide what we should speak about. Because first of all, I think it is not very nice to avoid someone or to impede that someone speaks. So I don't think that everyone would like to speak or everyone would like to say anything. The important thing is to know who will be listening to us. So this is Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you very much, Raul. The idea is to have presentations into two parts. For all the ALSs, we will have a video and animation to inform about the development in the regions. That would be us speaking and listening to us. And on the other hand, we will have certain speakers, as we are now discussing, the speakers of the showcase, who were the representatives for the ALAC, Carson and Natalia. That is the idea we are now managing or discussing, to give a report about the LAC-RALO process and the step forward. This is the idea. I don't know if you agree with that. Carlos Aguirre, go ahead, please. This is Carlos Aguirre for the record. Thank you very much, Carlo. I think that the comment by Raul Power is a very intelligent comment. It is very welcome because he is providing clarification to this call. It is not important the people who want to speak, but the ones who want to listen to us. And I do agree with him. I also agree with what Deb says. That is intelligent. Perhaps Carlton Samuels and Natalia, we could have Carlton and Natalia speaking on behalf of our region as ALAC members. And perhaps it's not that relevant, the participation of the vice presidents or the delegates for the Latin America and the Caribbean region. So I share, I agree with that, and I celebrate and I applaud what Carlos has said before, Raul has said before. Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you very much, Carlos. So we can say now that we have a clear idea. So I repeat for those who are listening, the idea would be to have a video or an animation with all the activities of the ALSs. This would be a short-duration video. And as speakers, we will have only Carlton Samuels and Natalia Enciso. They will be personally speaking on the showcase. Do we have an agreement on that? The idea, as Sylvia said, is to define now in this call and to close this idea now, to see if we can find a sponsor, one or two, who may want to speak, and then to start with the procedures so as to finish the program for our ALAC members and Juan Carlton and Natalia. Okay, so I think that with the comments made by Raul, Alberto, and the proposal being accepted by Aida and Dev, of course, we can now agree that we're going to invite to have a speakers present speakers, Natalia Enciso and Carlton Samuel, and we will have two opportunities for those sponsors who would like to participate, who would like to speak. And we will start working on the video. This would be a kind of a show of the experience of the ALSs. And this will be shown during the refreshment period. Having said this, we close item number 3, and then we have to draft a program or schedule, and this should be coordinated so as to elaborate or produce the video. And, of course, we will work with Silvia Vivanco for her to formally invite Carlton Samuels and Natalia Enciso to participate. So this is based on consensus. We agree. It seems that we all agree with this idea. And finally, we still have pending the coordination of the video, how we will create a video, and to have this video on time for the showcase. The following item is on the agenda is the catering options. I don't know if Sylvia can give us any approach or if we should wait for Raul negotiations with the hotel tomorrow. Silvia, Raul, what can we do? How are we going to proceed? Silvia is saying that we should wait for Raul. Okay, so this is something very important. And then when it comes to promotional items, Raul said, and Raul has invited, and Juan Manuel from Colombia suggested that we could have a typical or a national traditional item, perhaps a mate or something like that. Raul, have you got any idea on this respect? We are now discussing item number 5 on the agenda. Raul, go ahead, please. This is Raul Bauer speaking. I was trying to find out certain items that goes from the typical mate or a leather-made keychain, and I am waiting for the quotations for that promotional item so as to give you a picture of them and the estimate cost so as to supplement these with other alternatives. I was only looking for typical things, not traditional ones. Perhaps we can agree on something that is not that typical. But this is just for you to have a certain overview. And once I have the estimates or the quotations for this, I will circulate, I will give that information to you. This is Carlos Vera speaking. Okay, so Alberto, go ahead, please. This is Alberto Soto. I will help you in finding something because now we have an idea of what we want to give. Carlos Vera speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Alberto. So Alberto and Raul commit themselves to find options for promotional items, and they will send the quotations so as to have a concrete idea, and then the options among the sponsors defined in item number 2. In item number 3, we have decided that we will have Carton Samus and Natalia Enciso and a video that we will coordinate how to produce this video. Silvia is suggesting to send an email to Carton and Natalia to invite them. So Silvia, you will decide on that. And now we will have, or we will discuss item number 6, which is any other business. Alberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Alberto Soto. When it comes to promotional items, the amount to be acquired, does it match the amount of participants? I believe it does. Perhaps we should have more just to see, or once we have a defined number of participants, we will be able to decide, but perhaps we can buy 150 or 250 items. Okay, is there any other comment or any other question? If not, once we finish with this call, we will be able to send the amount of items. So as we said before, the amount of items should match the amount of participants, but perhaps we should buy more in case we want to give them outside the showcase. As Silvia is saying, so when are we going to have, or are we going to schedule our next call? This could be the same time and day. Next Monday, same time, to see if we have the answers to be able to make the decision.
Yes, same time next week. Yeah, this day.
This is Carlos Vera speaking, so that we agree, Monday next time, same time. So thank you very much to you all. Thank you for to the interpreters, and thank you to the staff.
Thanks, everyone. take care all, and thanks again to the interpreters.
Thank you, Dev. Bye.